Captain.
Yeah, we are in conversation. 0829-913-913. That's the WhatsApp conversation. Broadcast conversation is the University of Cape Town putting emergency measures into place in order to respond to the catastrophic fire that occurred there yesterday. I'm also sad. That library that I spent so many hours in when I was a student, all gone. But the university has to move on, arranging accommodation and all sorts of things for students who've been evacuated from residences. And for the latest developments, we chat to UCT spokesperson, Mr. Elijah Mohlola. Elijah, how are you doing?
Hi, Shafiq. I would usually start this part of the conversation by saying always good to be on VOC, but yeah, as you can imagine, this time it's under really difficult circumstances, but we are hanging in there.
Absolutely. You know, I'm an alumni of UCT, and believe you me, I'm totally devastated. But, Elijah, we got to move forward. So how is UCT moving forward? How can people listening to us right now make a difference? And what do you want to tell the public?
So I think a bit of a positive note to start on, Shafiq, is to confirm that at this stage, most of the fire on campus that is has been brought under control. We're really dealing with very small instances of it at this stage, and this is really credit to the brave firefighters. We have put all efforts in place to try and bring this under control. However, even though that's a bit of promising news, we do know that it's continuing on Table Mountain, and that is still a risk, because as long as it's in the vicinity, it means we are not in the clear yet. And I think I also really appreciate the second part of your question in terms of how can the public assist in this moment. And that I must actually preface this by saying that we have been really grateful by the kind of support, the kind of generous gestures that we've been getting from members of the public. Those wishing to support even further could do it in two ways. The one is that we have set up an emergency fund where they can make any financial contributions directly into it. And then the second way could be through a site that has been set up at the old mutual offices in Pinelands, where you can drop off essential supplies and food for students. Beyond dropping off that, you could always show up just to lend a hand, whether it's with the packaging, preparations of the goods that have been donated. So we have, I must say, seen quite a huge outpouring of support, of, you know, generous messages and, you know, contributions, and it's really those kind of gestures that have kept us going in this difficult period.
Indeed. In fact, Elijah, the drop-off point is the old Mutual West campus, 91 Jan Smuts Road in Pinelands in Cape Town. You see the old Mutual building, drive in that direction, you'll be directed there. I do believe that donations were open at 6 o'clock this morning. Until what time can people come in at night and drop off stuff? They might want to do something maybe after work.
It's open until very late in the evening. For instance, last evening it closed at 11 p.m. I just need to quickly confirm if the same time will be applicable today, which I'm sure it might be. So I'll just need to quickly confirm that. But yeah, we are open, mindful, of course, that we need to accommodate those who might be coming from work or other commitments. We do need to accommodate them after hours. So it runs until quite late in the evening.
So it's Old Mutual West Campus, 91 Jan Smuts Road, Pinelands, Cape Town. Drop off something for the students, food, anything that's needed. And they'll be open until fairly late, but don't go too late because the people who are helping also need to get a good night's sleep. And Elijah, I believe that the account name, it's UCT Donations Account, Standard Bank of South Africa, Rondebosch Branch. What's the account? Have you got the account number?
Yes, I do. The account number is 07-152-2387. I'll repeat it, 07-152-2387. 2387.
And what we'll do, Elijah, we'll leave these details at our reception desk. So if any of you listening to us on Voice of the Cape and you didn't catch all the details to help the students, reception downstairs will have the address of the Old Mutual West campus, and we'll also have the bank account number for you to make a difference. Elijah, just one last final question. Any indication when the university will be able to be up and running again, or is that just impossible to answer right now?
Not quite clear to almost give a conclusive answer at this stage, but we are having some sense of relief in the sense that the fire on campus has largely been brought under control. So that means we can start, imagining a resumption of activities on campus. But that in itself will have to be subject to a number of, activities that are associated with just the aftermath of the fire, including, for instance, things like how do we then make plans to accommodate students in residences that were directly affected by the fire. As much as those are just one or two residences that have been affected, we will need to make a plan for those students. And but I think we are really grateful. We've suspended the academic program for today and tomorrow, and we are grateful that when we regroup and replan tomorrow midday-ish or so, when we do share a further update, we are grateful that at least it appears we will do that with a sense of certainty in that at least on campus the fire would have been brought under control, and hopefully off campus as well it would have been, because efforts are continuing. And once again we do salute even the firefighters continuing under really tough circumstances but still continuing, and hopefully by the evening even we would be telling a little bit of a better story.
Elijah Mohlola, who is UCT spokesperson, strength, and of course we will be telling our Voice of the Cape listeners how they can help the students, and let's hope that UCT can be up and running as soon as possible. Thanks for chatting to us.
Shafiq, we really, really appreciate the platform. We really appreciate you spreading the message, sharing the details, and we do appreciate all and any support by the VOC listeners. Greatly, greatly appreciate it.
In conversation with Shafiq Morden.